Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the evening news. France has called on Russia to stop the bloodshed in Syria. This according to the French ambassador to the UN, François Delattre, ahead of a meeting of the Security Council on the failed Syrian ceasefire. Mr. Delattre said that given the influence Russia has over the regime in Syria and how Moscow had played a part in operations there, then Russia has the ability to exert the necessary pressure on Bashar al-Assad's regime in its ground and air offensive in eastern Ghouta. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also spoke before the Security Council today, stressing the urgency of humanitarian evacuations in the area, in which civilians were not merely collateral, but targets of the offensive. According to the latest from the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights, 511,000 deaths have been reported throughout the country in the past 7 years. The Minister of Overseas France, Annick Girardin, has arrived to the island of Mayotte and immediately met with protesters at a roadblock as part of the ongoing unrest on the island for the past 3 weeks. Ms. Girardin was filmed sitting on the ground and talking to the protesters who complain of open borders with nearby Comoros, overcrowded hospitals and general insecurity. Prior to her visit, the citizens' collective responsible for the protest movement on the island had said Ms. Girardin was ignorant of the territory and that she was not welcome. Today, Ms. Girardin told protesters she was there to discuss security measures and how to tackle immigration. Meanwhile, Emmanuel Macron is continuing on his state visit to India. On Sunday, the president and his wife Brigitte visited the Taj Mahal, which had been privatised for the occasion. The couple were snapped outside the iconic monument of day two of the visit, designed to foster stronger ties between Paris and New Delhi. Greeted by traditional dancers, the presidential couple spent an hour and a half on a guided tour. Emmanuel Macron described it as an absolutely beautiful place and commented that India's strength lies in its ability to marry its religions and civilizations. And finally, Hubert de Givenchy has died at the age of 91. Givenchy was a 6'6" giant of French fashion, ubiquitous with France's golden age of elegance. He designed wardrobes for Audrey Hepburn and Jackie Kennedy. Givenchy died on Saturday at home with his partner, Philippe Vinet. The House of Givenchy has made a statement that Hubert was an unrivaled personality in the world of French haute couture and a symbol of Parisian elegance for more than half a century. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.